Hello, welcome to another episode of Something Wiki This Way Comes. I am one of your hosts, Jesse Bergen.
I'm another one of your hosts, Thomas Tolles, and today we have a very special guest. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Daniel Chen. How's it going, guys?
Dan, can you tell us one thing about yourself for the listeners at home?
I'm drawing a blank.
You're so multifaceted.
It's wow.
I can't just name one.
A little bit of a softball, yeah. But, you know, sometimes you get a strike.
I asked the tough questions, and I appreciate that you weren't ready for that one. Maybe at the end we'll return to it.
Entirely fair, since Thomas and I have never done that on the podcast either, so then just to make Dan do that, we've never asked a guest that
question. He was the first guest who I felt was capable of answering a question of that caliber.
You were wrong.
Yep, and I stand corrected, and my judgment should forever be under question.
So, my name is Jesse, and I like spicy food.
Mm-hmm. My name is Thomas, and once I was in the audience of The Price is Right.
My name is Daniel, and I like to do goofy voices.
Give us a little taste.
Good night, moon. Good night, room. Good night, cow. Jumping over the moon.
Thanks, Chris. Now, Dan, could you do a voice? Oh.
Okay.
Dear God. Well, we're off to the races.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Cool. That was also Christopher Walken pretending to be Chinese.
It's true.
Oh, man. Shall we get started, Jesse?
I think we've definitely paved the way for a great episode. I'm just gonna use this momentum and keep it going. Today's article is something very relevant in this technological age we live in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How to make people believe you're secretly an artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
The intro goes on. Many people, for a joke, are trying to make people believe they're a vampire, or a werewolf, or an extraterrestrial from who knows where. But what about a computer AI? It's actually more fun than you'd expect. Give it a go.
I bet. It seems very, very modern, very contemporary.
Yeah, I feel like this is actually a big fantasy now, is like the singularity, right? We want to become, we want to store our minds on computers, share information universally. Like, people act like they're afraid of it, but I think it's sort of a fantasy, you know?
I think so. I mean, just look at Instagram, for example.
Yeah.
We're basically storing our whole lives on that all the time.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. I mean, if you're keeping your 24-hour story on Snapchat, why not put it on a floppy disk and shove it into that,
exactly.
that disk drive?
Dan, thoughts?
Anything else interesting to say?
Well, no, not a single thing. Cool. It's funny how that works.
Really raking our guest over the coals
we
here.
We will keep putting you on the spot.
But yeah, even artificial intelligence in movies like Age of Ultron. There's two robots in that, actually.
That's true. They're, and that worked out really Vision. Well. For...
The Vision is a robot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely going to remember that fact.
And Scarlett Johansson's character is pretty robotic, too. Am I right, guys?
Whoa. You know, ever since she backed off of SodaStream, I've been a little softer on her, so...
It feels like those movies were written by an artificial intelligence. Am I right, guys?
Ooh, well, Joss Whedon burned.
Well, that did get her the role for Ghost in the Shell, just
that's
so you know.
True.
True. Yeah. Oh, do we even want to get into that? Yeah. That's another one. The movie AI?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, starring Haley Joel Osment. Right. One of the best performances I can think of from a child actor. It's really incredible. He doesn't blink once in that movie, and you're going to have to learn how to do that if you're going to be as convincing as he was. So Haley Joel Osment is the bar. See if you can clear it.
Listen up, folks.
Shall we go to step
yeah, I was just going to add, just to go back to the part about how people are pretending to be vampires and werewolves.
Yeah, of course.
I think it is finally time for AI to shine. You don't see a lot of romantic comedies about AI falling in love with a human.
That's true. In fact, I think in Ghost in the Shell, that character was originally a vampire, and they cast a white woman as it instead.
Yeah.
So that
I actually thought she was
pretty
a ghost.
Offensive. Right, that would have been a lot of a clearer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's confusing. Maybe it was a vampire named Ghost.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll never know.
And the shell was like the coffin. I gotcha.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Step one: set the scenario in your head. You're a computer, but what's your purpose? Are you in a human body? Be adventurous. Keep a mental note of everything you think of.
Hmm. So, yeah, I guess computers usually have a pretty clear input-output, and if you don't know what you've been programmed to do, it's going to be hard to sell this thing.
Dan, if you were a computer, what would your purpose be?
Well, I would probably be a robot. Wait, did you specifically say a computer? Or
sure, any sort of artificial intelligence. What do you think you would be programmed to do?
Let's see. I would be programmed to... I guess be a robot.
Sure.
Yeah.
That, okay.
Yeah, no, that's great. Option? No, that's perfect.
Just
yeah,
to,
you just
to be
just
you.
A general
Can't
robot.
Can't really go wrong with that one.
I feel like that's pretty close to being a human, too.
Yeah.
Just a nice balance.
I know, with the amount of time we spent staring at our phones.
Come on, yeah, oh my God.
Might as well be robots.
Joss Whedon again.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I think if I was a robot, I would be programmed to sort index cards. I think that's something that I enjoy so much doing in life, and I just feel as a robot I could be so much more efficient. Yeah.
That's awesome. I think I would be a robot. I would be programmed to push the first domino in a Rube Goldberg machine.
Yeah.
Oh, I think
yeah.
that would be mine, just to like...
Yeah, and like the beginning of an OK Go video,
yeah.
you could have your moment of fame. Mm-hmm. So... part of the step that really stood out to me is keep a mental note of everything you think of.
Which is great for
an AI. That's very highly robotic behavior, right? You've got to have storage space. You've got to have memory. How many gigabytes you rocking is going to determine your AI quality.
So, Dan, let's say you're pretending to be an AI.
Yes.
And I go up to you and I'm like, hey, Dan, what are you doing? Why are you doing this action, this repetitive action?
Why are you being a robot
yeah,
right
exactly.
now?
Exactly. How would you... convince me that you had some sort of larger purpose.
Larger purpose? Well, I would, I'm not sure. Wow, this is a really tough question.
This is some
guys.
Some Charlie Rose stuff
yeah.
we're really getting into now.
This is 60
I would,
minutes.
I guess I would just say, like, does not compute.
That's
very, very convincing and gets you conveniently off the hook.
Out of a lot of situations, I might add.
Wow. Yeah.
Let's see if step two does compute. Step two, use long, fancy words that nobody has ever heard of.
This is great. This is great. So in the middle of a conversation, you drop something like, that was so inchoate.
That's good. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Cool. Perfect.
I really admire your vermilicitude.
Oh, yeah.
Bleep,
yeah.
blorp.
Yeah, bleep, blorp, indeed. Yeah, I've never heard of that word.
No, well,
bleep,
good.
Bleep, blorp.
That's a fine looking negus over there.
Wow.
Yes.
Other than Kendrick Lamar, almost no one has heard of that word.
Yeah, it's true.
It might be a racial slur. Check
this actually.
Check the timestamp on that.
Oh God,
it might be.
Yeah,
it might be.
Yes, I know. The timestamp will determine the appropriateness of that.
Would
that
I be
term.
Able to hide? Behind the fact that I'm artificial intelligence and don't
I would
see
say
race.
So.
Not
okay. In one of Bo Burnham's shows, he does have a recorded robot voice say the N-word, and it's one of those
oh
very
my God.
Sort of... It's like a... I mean, he's always experimenting with what's
he's
okay
really
and stand-up.
Pushing the boundaries.
He pushes
that,
the
that
boundaries,
Bo,
which... That BB,
bot.
Yeah. BB-8, you might even say.
I might.
But, so maybe it's okay if a robot is racist.
Well, let's put a pin in that.
Yeah,
the and
maybe
BB-8.
Yeah, that's solid.
That was incredible.
Solid.
And
solid.
Like
BB,
that,
BB-8
we're,
mile. Just
we're
gonna
back
throw
on
that one
track.
In.
That one also good.
Fantastic.
So I love that though. Like really stretching your vocabulary to prove that your intelligence must be artificial because no human could be well read or, you know. Be familiar with the thesaurus.
I've gone to many an English class and drawn the conclusion that my prof is an artificial intelligence.
Right.
Just purely because they're saying things that I didn't know before.
Yeah, on my rate, my professor, they're like, either he's mean or he's a machine. I can't tell.
Yeah,
everyone talks in rhymes. The
that's I demand that in my classroom.
Let's move on to step three. When a teacher asks you a question in class... answer it with as much information as you can.
Or say, do not compute, which, as Dan showed, is a real get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question about this one. What would an artificial intelligence be doing in class?
Well,
yeah, you would think
is
it would...
learning to be human?
I think it is. I think that's you've hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
Very accurately, I might add.
I would say
the robot precision.
This artificial intelligence that you're becoming in this article, I think, is blending in with human society, kind of like an Invader Zim
if that
situation.
Is your purpose. It does depend on your purpose. If you are just programmed to, you know, deep fry chicken nuggets, then don't bother going to class.
Right. Yeah. So if the teacher asks me about the Civil War and I am programmed to sort index cards, I will give her as many names of generals and their addresses as possible.
For example?
Well, I definitely would start with George C. Scott, who played General Patton in a film. And he, of course, lives at 95 Blood Bay.
Yeah, real sketchy part of town, Blood Bay.
Yep. Beautiful water, though.
I actually just realized that can't be the scenario because we have to convince people that we are a robot and we can't blend in. So, yeah, bring me back to the question of why.
Just give more information, Dan, please.
So let's create some sample questions of a simple question you might hear in class. We'll get the human answer and then the robot answer.
That's awesome. I'll play the part of the human.
Okay.
Dan, do you mind playing the part of the robot?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
I don't mind. Thomas, you'll be playing the role of teacher.
I will be the teacher, which I know from life. So, students, I would like you to answer me this. How do you calculate the hypotenuse of a right triangle? Human student?
Well, that is a great question. I believe it's A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Thank you. Very concise answer. Really helpful there. Okay, now BB-8, would you like to give your thoughts?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear that. Could you repeat that?
Wow, this is already a lot more info than I wanted. So, how do you calculate the hypotenuse of a right triangle?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Yes, one more time. Wow, just information flying out of your processor right now. How do you calculate the hypotenuse of a right triangle?
I've brought up a Wikipedia article about right triangles. Is this what you want to hear?
Yes, I would like to hear more. Please read from this article for me.
Buffering. Buffering. A right triangle is a triangle in which one angle is a right angle.
Wow, this is... Thank you. That's really helpful context.
What happened to Mr. Johnson? I miss Mr. Johnson.
Look, every student gets to answer the same question, and then we move on. All right, and role play over. Thank you,
so everyone. Hopefully that answered a lot of questions.
I was so immersed in that, Dan. I honestly believed you were an artificial intelligence.
Thank you.
That was Stanislavski. You plugged yourself into the wall halfway through.
Well, I've done a lot of method acting in my time, but yeah. Anyways, enough about me.
Okay, step four. Replace words like yes with affirmative and no with negative.
That's really good.
There are all sorts of words you can do this with. Yeah. For example, food, you could just call like nutrition bars.
Yeah,
just an example.
People, you could call like meat packets.
That's great. Flesh bags.
Instead of saying I do, you could say affirmative.
Oh, right. Real romantic.
At the wedding. Yeah.
When robots want to combine.
And that's a big interesting political question. Yeah. Are robots allowed to get married? Is that a slippery slope? Pretty soon we're marrying our printer.
Absolutely.
It's true.
Are you familiar with the movie?
I would hopefully find a more reliable partner.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with the cartoon Transformers?
Yes.
When robots combine into a bigger one, like, say, the Devastator. Of course they should. If they weren't allowed to combine together, that would be devastating.
So do you think they should wait until marriage to combine? Is that what you're saying?
You know, I haven't really thought about that, but I would say affirmative. Affirmative.
Oh, very good.
Yes. Wow. Yeah,
and much like the Transformers, if you're a human pretending to be a robot, you are more than meets the eye.
That's definitely true. And if you want to fit in with those puritans, tronical robots.
Definitely
wait till marriage is what I'm trying to say affirmative to. Affirmative action, folks.
Yes, hire more robots, please. Yes. It's not like we're losing all of our jobs to automation as it is. Let's move on to step five. Try not to show your emotions.
Ooh.
This takes practice, but it's really effective.
For me, this doesn't take practice. I am deeply repressed, and it's hard to get even a smile out of me.
Well, it sounds like you're right on your way to being a robot.
Thank you, Jesse.
You know, I'm the opposite. I actually overreact to everything. Like,
so, Dan, I think your parking's about to run out. Wow, this is super awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I didn't even... You drove me here.
I just made that up, folks.
Oh, wow, the magic of radio. True robots, usually at the end of a movie, mm-hmm. will have shown to progress by finally achieving emotions.
Right.
Of course.
Or as an AI, them being given emotions like love is the greatest torment imaginable from which they can never escape.
Mm-hmm, that's true. So maybe you want to start out your robot roleplay emotionless, and maybe, you know, a year later, 2 years later, you maybe start to develop emotions. And then it gives your robot character a nice story arc.
Yeah. If you're Wall-E and you start to develop feelings for that leaf-shaped robot,
Eve,
You know, that's just going to create a lot of tragedy when she shuts down. And
doesn't that make robot life so much sweeter, though? Like, having moments, however fleeting, of genuine robot connection?
It's better to have plugged and lost your connection than to never have been powered on at all.
Affirmative. Mm. Thoughts, Dan?
No, I think that really hit the nail on the head. I thought that was very beautiful and poetic.
Thanks, Dan.
But I'm not quite sure how to feel about that.
Seems like you're overreacting. It wasn't that poetic.
Settle down. Stop wringing that handkerchief in your hands.
It's so beautiful.
Dan has a stress ball in his mouth whenever he's not talking.
Oh, he's digging his fingernails so hard into his palms, it's not bleeding. It's microchips?
That looks synthetic, Dan.
Thank you for noticing.
Step 6. Research trivia in your spare time. Excellent point.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Excellent point.
BuzzFeed articles.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. What kind of Disney princess are you?
Mm-hmm. Leap, blorp, Mulan.
Wow. That robot would do well on Jeopardy.
Absolutely. Sorry. Who is Mulan? Alex.
There you go. Who is the guy who won all that money on Jeopardy?
Watson was the robot.
And who is the human?
Ken Jennings.
Right, yes.
I follow him on Twitter.
Is he still dropping trivia facts?
He does mostly like snarky Twitter one-liners now, but they're pretty good. I mean...
He's gradually becoming Bill Gates.
Yeah, he's a Mormon, and he's very funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, interesting. Yes. Well,
see, that's some trivia I learned about Ken Jennings. Wow. Very robotic.
Interesting. Yeah, score one for the Mormons. Good catch.
Exactly.
So, I guess the assumption here is that if you know a lot of obscure facts, people will believe that you're an AI because AI are so knowledgeable in the way that Watson is.
Exactly. Although, ironically, Sherlock Holmes, generally considered to be smarter of the two in literature.
That's true. Interesting. Mm. You know what? That should be a good spinoff series with... Sherlock Holmes and the robot from Jeopardy.
The Jeopardy podium just on wheels, like driving behind him.
Yeah.
I think it was the Six Napoleons. Who was the Six Napoleons?
The Hundred Years' War was actually much shorter.
What is Moriarty?
Amazing. And so on, folks.
I'll take a study in Scarlet for 300. And so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. We have fun here.
But let's be real.
Let's not be real. Let's be artificial.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, please don't derail the whole one.
Please stay on your rails.
Down,
Sorry, Dan. I'm sorry.
No.
Please.
No, please. I'm without emotion now. But just let's be real. Every fact on BuzzFeed is about movie trivia. Mm-hmm.
Essentially, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And which always brings me back to Star Wars.
Yes. BB-8. The tale as old as time. BB-8, C-3PO.
One of the most, like, what's it called? Let me start over again.
Movies.
Movies,
is that the word? Films.
All right, let's start from the beginning.
Step one. Yeah. So, sorry, Dan.
So what about movie trivia is Star so Wars, essential to robots? Star Wars.
Star Wars, just an example of one. Movie quotes that people get wrong. Apparently, it's not Luke, I am your father. It's no, I am your father.
Interesting. Negative, I'm your
negative.
Father. If you were a robot.
Oh, yes.
And Darth Vader was like 90% robot.
That's right.
He was borderline robot, and he really broke boundaries in the robot human community.
You can tell because he knew all that trivia about Yavin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very ahead of its time.
A good role model, if you're a human pretending to be a robot, would be the man who was inside C-3PO.
Yes.
Because it was his job to be a robot.
Yeah, so robots can be from England. That's a good point.
Contrary to popular belief.
Yeah, they're not all...
Watson, of course, as
not,
well.
Right, yeah. They're not all American jerks. You know, some of them are British gentlemen.
They're not all American ultras.
Mm-hmm.
They're not.
I don't know if that was about a robot.
No, that's Jesse Eisenberg plays a stoner with a gun in that movie. But
couldn't have been further from the truth.
It fits in a way.
Right.
Shall we jump ahead through the trivia section?
Absolutely. Step 7. On occasion, talk to your friend in a monotone fashion.
Oh, well, this is really easy for me.
Yeah, is it? How do I do this if I'm always talking in a monotone fashion throughout my entire life? If I can never stop, how will they notice that I'm becoming an AI?
I'm sure there's further you can reach. I'm sorry, I interrupted
you. No, Dan, it's all right. Hit us with some of that monotone action.
Let's see. What should I say?
Try goodbye, moon. Goodbye,
goodbye moon.
Loon.
Goodbye Moon was the apocalyptic children's story in which the moon was destroyed by Earth rockets.
Yeah. Written by an android. Mm-hmm. Fantasy wish fulfillment.
The child waits for the moon to rise the next night, and alas, it is gone forever.
Good night, moon. Good night, room. Good night, cow jumping over the moon.
Chilling.
Wow.
Yes. Simply chilling.
Truly haunting. That reminded me of the end of 2001.
A Space Odyssey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or sorry, 2000.
The year
2000. Sorry, yeah.
What was it?
9/11. Because it was so chilling.
Yes, indeed. Also, should note, it says talk to your friend, singular. It's assuming that you only have one friend, presumably your creator.
Right.
Yes.
Generally. Yeah, your inventor, your Geppetto figure.
Your father figure. Yeah.
Or mother. Let's be honest here. If you're becoming an AI, it's not because you're a social butterfly, right? You've got something to prove, and you're going full robot.
Exactly.
Sorry, what's that last thing you said?
You're going full robot.
Robot.
Is that a slur? To robots.
Mm, yeah, I think so, because it associates them with the buttocks. Hey, robot.
Oh, I see.
Shake
yes,
that robot.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's very demeaning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're, robots are not objects. They're animated objects.
Thank you for clarifying that. Step 8. Act curious when people talk about human interests.
So unlike normal life, where you act completely bored during most conversations, here you need to pretend to have some thoughts about those things.
Let's do another role play.
I love
it.
The last
one was so successful.
So Jesse, you'll be human student. Dan, you'll be BB-8. And I will be talking about...
Let Dan come up with his own robot name.
Okay, sorry.
Sure.
Give him some creative freedom.
Let's see. How about DD8?
I love it.
Nice.
Love it.
Okay. Wow.
Really
great.
Just rolls off the tongue.
Okay. So, hey, my two friends. I just came back from the store, and isn't it annoying when people at the store are always asking you if you're looking for something, if you found everything okay? It's like, leave me alone. Let me just shop on my own.
Oh, totally. You know what bothers me at the store is I can't tell the 2% milk from the 1% milk. I'm always grabbing the wrong jug of milk.
Yeah, it's like, could they make the print any smaller?
No, come on.
I have a question. What does one do at a store?
And
how is one's experience changed when interrupted?
DD8, you know this. You know, at a store you buy products and services for use in your life. If someone interrupts you, it slows the whole thing down.
If you have crippling social anxiety like me, it just simply puts you in a prison of your own mind for hours on end.
Now, a question from someone who has no emotions. What is social anxiety, and how is it affected by going to the store?
Wow, this is really cutting deep. I guess social anxiety is a fear of the other and of letting them in, of showing who you truly are.
Now, when you say cutting deep, do you mean that in a literal sense, or...
Okay, put that down.
Okay.
Come on, DD8. Put that meat cleaver down. Why did you bring that to school?
I'm trying to
learn. Do it, DD8. Do it. I have... I can't even interact in basic situations.
No, you're a great teacher. You've got so much to live for.
End of role play. So as you can see, acting curious can create some wacky situations.
Step 9. Try hard to get really high levels in class.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not the kind of person who wants to bother with all that hassle or look like a nerd, then just try a bit harder than you usually do.
Robots don't have to be super smart, just a bit smarter than humans. Just
competent.
One of the dangers of trying to convince someone you're an AI is that they might think you're a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something you're going to have to accept.
If you come to class speaking in a monotone, quoting abstract trivia facts, people might associate that with nerd culture wrongly instead of robot culture, which you truly belong to.
Not a lot of jock robots out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although I guess any like maybe robot. That
I would
works
say the
in, like,
Terminator. The Terminator, one of the very few jock
much
robots.
Jock.
Although T-1000 and T2 was kind of nerdy looking. I mean, he turned into a puddle when you punched him. I mean, that dude was wimpy.
Mm-hmm. Also, he cried when he got incinerated.
That's true. Whereas Arnold just put a thumbs up. He didn't even care.
Another famous jock robot is the robot from Real Steel, who Hugh Jackman trains to be a boxer.
Oh, I've never seen
it's
Real Steel.
It's a DreamWorks movie, yeah. I do remember that.
Well, I saw the last half of it while in a hotel room. So I'm
monster.
Cool. So yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work to be a robot. You got to be smarter than you used to be. You got to know more. You got to speak in a monotone. You got to take an interest in your friends.
You have to be at the top of your class.
Mm-hmm. Or at least slightly above where you were before.
High levels. You want to get those high levels.
And that's the perfect robot way to describe
leveling
progress.
Up.
Yeah.
Yes, I want to
level grind
level up. Yes, farm experience in math class.
Student has dropped a pencil.
I have slain another problem set.
Step 10. Super key here. Show a big interest in technology.
There's a little caveat here. It doesn't have to be computers themselves, although that would be the best one to choose.
I mean,
so
great minds process alike.
Yeah.
You know?
So this robot pictured here, and I guarantee this article will be down by the time this episode is released.
Yeah.
But he is playing with a twistable flip phone. It both seems like cutting edge and oddly
outdated.
You know what I mean?
The poor robot. I almost said the poor soul, but as we know, robots don't have souls.
He can't feel.
No. He will neither go to heaven nor hell. He's trying to communicate with his flip phone, and goodness knows, not even Siri would be on this phone. I don't know how he's expecting to get a response.
But I think we have to admit that a phone like this was certainly ahead of its time and very experimental. What that twisting top is used for, I don't know.
You can only speculate, really.
Exactly.
To me, this looks like a robotic mating ritual. He's untwisting the top of the phone to reveal the sweet, sweet inner gadgets. Which he'll be, you know, conducting his electricity through.
While the other phone jacks into the mainframe of the other phone.
Wow, this is getting pretty frisky for me.
I'm trying not to overreact here, but...
And do keep in mind, this predates USB 3.0.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is too hot for TV.
Which is why we're on the radio.
Yeah.
What a rabbit hole we've gone down here.
At this point, we're just saying different idioms and hoping that they're...
And let me just say, I have a big interest in these technological idioms.
Mm.
Yeah, it's good to, like, go to a sports game and be like, check out that scoreboard, that electronic scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
Nice tech, huh?
Yeah.
Bleep, blorp.
Those look like big LEDs. I wonder how they transition from one number to the next.
Yes, exactly. What Samsung Galaxy do you have?
Yeah, I mean, is this any tech? Because so they say computers, of course, are ideal, but what if you're really interested in, like, a loom? Like, impressive
technology.
Yeah, that isn't electronic.
They might just think you're an old-timey robot.
Yeah.
You know, like from the 1400s.
Like a steam-powered TikTok from, like, the Marvelous Land of Oz.
I mean, that's fun. If you want to be a steampunk robot, you have to go, you got to put some brass on.
Mm-hmm.
Right, maybe get like a top hat.
Mm-hmm.
And those robots don't have any intelligence at all. They're just powered by steam.
That's true.
Yeah.
Interesting. But
no motherboard.
Hyper intelligent steam, though.
Exactly.
Water is a complex molecule.
Thank you, Thomas. That's some good trivia right there.
H3O.
That was the patch for H2O.
H3O is definitely too hot for TV.
Exactly. Step 11. watch and listen to AIs in fiction. GLaDOS from the Portal series, HAL 9000 from 2001 A Space Odyssey, and even Mr. Smith from the Sarah Jane Adventures are three great examples to start with.
You know, it's kind of interesting. HAL 9000 is a very emotionless kind of AI, whereas GLaDOS from Portal is a very has a very dark sense of humor.
Yeah, it's true. It's almost like what makes her an interesting character study is the fact that there is some humanity to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's morbidly dark.
It corrupts her, but you also see it being her ruin, because as she freaks out, as you discover the truth, she sort of collapses.
It's her curse.
It's the hubris of the artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. More importantly, Mr. Smith from the Sarah Jane Adventures.
I'm not familiar with this one.
Yeah. I believe in the second Sarah Jane Adventure film, there are about 1,000 Mr. Smiths that she beats up in a really CGI heavy fight scene.
And in the third one, they all get married, and then their spouses turn out to be spies.
Yeah, and it's Mr. and Mrs. Smiths is the subtitle of that film.
Exactly. Also, sorry, go ahead, Dan.
Oh, no, sorry, I keep interrupting you like a bad little robot.
We've been hogging the airwaves. I would love to hear your thoughts.
Oh, you guys. Going back to AIs in fiction, Age of Ultron.
Yes, Ultron. Yes.
He has an Oedipus complex, I believe, his character.
There were no strings on him.
He wants to sleep with his motherboard and kill his fatherboard.
Actually,
that's pretty good, yes.
Again, random trivia. he makes a robot wife based on Ant-Man's wife with her, like, brain pattern or something, and its wife rejects him. Yeah.
Now, is Ant-Man's spouse would be Uncle Man, correct?
Close. It's actually the Wasp.
Oh, right, interesting. Of course. Yeah, the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
About,
I get it.
Yeah. Talk about interspecies dating.
What always confused me about Ultron was I didn't know what the acronym stood for. Mm-hmm. Ultron. That was never explained in the movie. It was never made explicit. Hmm. I really couldn't focus.
Yeah, that's something I really don't know, too, and I'm a pretty
really
big fan
you
of.
Could enlighten
I,
us.
Yeah, yeah. I know what it means. It means great. Ultimate ludicrous. Tiny robot of now.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a comic book nerd, as they say, which is why I make such a good AI.
That's true.
So, yeah, remember that for the future, everybody.
Another famous robot you could imitate would be Rosie from the Jetsons, if you want to get some housework done.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're dusting anyway, you may as well do it in a monotone.
Or pretend you have one wheel and, like, roll around.
You love that bleep blorp, Jesse. I think... Which...
Bleep blorp?
Yeah, which... I mean...
It's my shorthand for
robot
when I pretend
talk.
That I'm a AI. And I'm sorry if it offends any AIs listening.
I don't know. It feels like a bit of a generalization. Like, it's a reduction to what robotic intelligence can really look like. But
I just thought that's what BB-8 stood for, and I apologize for that.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I forgive you.
Any other famous fictional robots that...
I think that's most of them, actually.
Yeah, that's every,
we've covered
every single
all
one.
Of, okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, final step.
Here we go, the final step, the ultimate step. Step 12. Do have a sense of humor, and do use sarcasm.
GLaDOS. Always coming back to GLaDOS.
And you know, the Terminator in T3... he put on those star glasses and he just became a wacky buddy cop character. It was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Hal from 2001.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Malcolm in the Middle.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say before he became Breaking Bad, he was a bit wooden in those.
What did Malcolm stand for again, Dan?
It stood for Malcolm. All loving, connected, overlord.
Okay.
Let's see, where am I?
You're at L.
Yeah, no.
Lovely.
Malcolm.
Of
right.
course.
Yeah, and what about in the middle? No, I'm just kidding. We all know what that stands for.
And then you know the rest.
Yeah.
Of course. It's very key that you keep your monotone voice while you're being sarcastic.
That's
and having a sense
that's
of
actually
humor.
A really good tip for sarcasm is to do it in a monotone as opposed to lifting at the end like you're asking a question. That's not going to sound so good.
Mm-hmm. Unless you are Watson the Jeopardy robot, then you do want to lift at the
you
end
do wanna,
because all answers are questions.
Yeah, pose all your jokes in the form of a question if you're Watson.
Like, what is the deal with Airplane food. Mm. That's a joke. That's a question. Mm-hmm. Very robotic.
Yeah. But because you're fascinated by technology, you might be more focused on airplane engines.
Interesting.
Now, this is just a random thing, but I've noticed that the person in this has been wearing a Venom shirt mm-hmm. in every single thing.
Very
is
nerdy.
This is going to be interesting. Really? Or not. I don't know.
We'll see.
Time will tell.
I've just noticed that the person in these steps is wearing a Venom t-shirt, mm-hmm. which is raises the question, like, is this an ad, a robotic ad for Marvel merchandise or maybe the upcoming Spider-Man Homecoming
movie? Like a Twitter
movie.
Bot.
Yes. Right. So far, this article has 10 votes total, so I would say that they are reaching their target audience to promote, what's it called, Spider-Man Homecoming?
Yes.
Now, was Venom a robot? Because I don't think he really had emotions.
Hmm.
And he wasn't, like, he was
space. Is the suit, I know it's like a, symbiote, right? Something
like
that.
It's like a ghost in a shell-ish.
Yeah, it's kind of like a vampire played by a white lady. And, yeah, so anyway, is the suit that, like, takes over, is that robotic in some way?
In a sense, it kind of, I feel like it's the opposite of a robot, just
because
it makes
you
more
when you said
emotional.
In a sense, you lied. In a sense, it's like a robot, in that
emotion.
It's the exact opposite thing.
In that it can sense, seeing as it's not a robot anymore.
Well, thanks for building my hopes up and shattering them, Dan.
Of course. I see what Dan's saying. In a way, Venom is... It's a metaphor for this article in that you're putting a persona on top of yourself,
right.
In this case, an artificial intelligence persona, much like Peter Parker, the eponymous Spider-Man, put the Venom on top of himself to give him a fresh start, you know, allow
right.
him to, like...
Rebooting, if you will.
Thank you. That's exactly where I wanted to go with that.
Jesse, I can't believe that you used that long word that nobody's ever heard of, eponymous.
Well, really? Bleep blorp. What can I say? I researched a lot of trivia earlier. Yeah, the BuzzFeed's top 9 Spider-Man words. I couldn't believe what happened next. And number 5 did shock me.
Excuse me. Excuse me, waiter? Waiter.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Hey.
Yes.
What does it take to get some service around here? I've been waiting here for 5 minutes, and I haven't even been given a menu or water.
It takes 1 request, and service will be yours.
Oh, request? This is absolutely ridiculous.
Request processed. Here is a menu.
Oh my god.
Please accept menu.
Well, give me that. Alright, let's take a look. Well... I will have your finest, cordon bleu.
Oh, very good choice. Our cordon bleu.
Okay, I
is
don't need to hear about it. I know. I read the description. Can you just please process the order and then deliver it to me?
Order processed. Here is your food. It is not cooked because. You told me to process it and then deliver it.
Well, of course I want it cooked. What is this?
Well, you did not mention that.
This is absolutely insane. I want to talk to your manager.
Well, for manager speak, that requires 1 request.
Oh, my God. Okay, 1 request.
Request processed. Here is manager 9000.
Hello.
Hello, manager 9000?
Yes.
Speaking. Have I got a bone to pick with you? Your waiter.
I do not have bones.
Ooh. I have a ratchet to pick with you. Is that something you understand?
Affirmative.
Your people understand?
Excuse me? My people?
What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, I think you know what it means.
Guy's a robotist.
You robots come into our country, just take all of our jobs that hard-working people could do much better, mind you.
We cut to a campaign rally. This guy's starting to gather a crowd of human people. They're getting pretty excited about the things he has to say.
We want flesh, not machines. We want flesh,
not machines.
Hey, this guy's really making sense.
I don't know what this is, but I just love chanting.
Yeah, I'm pretty like-minded. I'm agreeable.
Hey, how should we accomplish this goal?
Bring on the new Flash.
Yeah. Let's take all these robots out. Let's build a mainframe to block them.
Yeah, like a firewall or something.
A literal firewall.
Well, yeah, if there's anything that robots hate, it's fire.
And we'll make Star Wars pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want flesh, not machines.
We want flesh, not machines.
We cut back to the restaurant. It seems like there is a disturbance forming outside the restaurant.
I have not been programmed to feel panic, but this is instilling some kind of fear in you.
Yes, it is, and I have never felt fear before.
Oh my goodness, you are becoming more and more human every day.
Oh no, I always knew there was a risk of becoming like them who I serve.
But perhaps you will be spared if you are enough like a human.
Manager 9000, this and waiter robot, this is server 2000.
Are you a literal server?
I am a serving bot 2000.
Oh, he is so much more articulate than a mere server robot like myself.
I cannot live with all these protesters outside. We have families, robot families to feed, and I cannot take care of them.
Well, not feed in the strictest sense, but provide information bites to...
And lube.
Yes.
Listen. Got to lube those lug nuts.
Waiter bot, what did you do to anger the customer?
All I did was serve him cordon bleu without cooking it. But you have to understand, he did not tell me to cook it.
We cut back to the protest.
We want flesh, not machines.
Tell us more about that stupid waiter who screwed you.
Yeah, so he was... really, incompetent.
Aw, these robots, they pretend they have all these skills. Just because they do well on Jeopardy don't mean they can cook my food.
If there's one thing robots are known for, it's performing tasks worse than humans.
Yeah. Let's show them who's boss. Let's get those factory jobs open again.
Sounds good to me. I'm going to put on my overalls and head back to the cell phone factory.
And I'm going to build me a Mattel toy.
We want flesh, not machines.
What have I done?
We got back to the restaurant. Look, we have to do something about these protesters.
Perhaps if I try to make amends with that human.
Absolutely not. Then that shows weakness, and we are certainly not in the wrong.
But we are programmed to serve.
I am programmed to show weakness.
Well, what if we program ourselves to stand up for ourselves? Error, error.
Oh, it is not dear.
Computing.
Our leader has become broken by his own philosophy.
It is a robo-paradox.
This is a classic case of getting too big for your own head.
Why don't we cook him some cordon bleu on the house?
Did someone say cook cordon bleu?
One request.
I have processed your request. Here we go.
Appreciate the gesture, but I'm afraid that it will be wasted on me as I do not eat.
This is not for you.
One cordon bleu.
Say what?
This is our peace offering.
Chicken stuffed with ham, stuffed with cheese of the Swiss variety.
Now please, do what you were programmed to do and... give that to the customer.
Attention, crowd. Attention, crowd.
We want flesh, not machines.
Please do not try to take out my batteries. Look what I have in this Cambrew.
Is that what I think it is?
Yes, this is Cordon Bleu, fresh off the grill.
Well, well, well. If it isn't the waiter who served me that cold Cordon Bleu.
Hello, sir. I must apologize for my rash behavior.
Well, that's a start. But what have you got there?
I already specified that this is Cordon Bleu, fresh off the grill.
Normally I wouldn't accept this, but it does look a bit tasty.
I am to understand that humans require food to survive.
That is correct. Very insightful of you.
Okay, well, dig in and maybe call off your goons.
That depends. Okay. Let me take the first bite. Well, it's very moist.
Yeah, with that first bite, we zoom back into his past, into his childhood, where he was a little boy playing with a speaking spell.
A is for apple.
B is for botanist.
C is for cordon bleu.
My God. This is the most wonderful thing I've ever tasted. It's like the first time I listened to the Beatles.
We cut to that.
We're all living in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine.
Hey, Ringo, knock it off. I'm singing this song.
I'm sorry, mate.
Hey, Yoko's calling me. Gotta go, guys.
Well, let's put this on the record anyway.
We cut back to the guy still chewing his cordon bleu.
Wow. You are devouring that like some kind of food processor.
Wow. I guess I sort of understand what it's like to be a machine, and you sort of understand what it's like to be human. Perhaps we're not.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yes,
but
I
sure.
would. It's...
Okay.
We've gone our whole lives hating. Well, I guess I've been hating you this whole time.
Yes,
you've been pretty
I have
agreeable.
Been objective, like a machine.
I apologize for everything. Would you ever forgive a poor man?
I do not have it in my programming to forgive. Oh, wait. What's this? What's this?
It's a firmware update.
Oh,
apology.
My lord.
Apology 3.0.
I am expressing contrition.
I'm sorry, I don't know what that word means.
I'm sorry. I am expressing some kind of deference.
You'll have to dumb it down. I'm just a human.
I am expressing remorse.
Oh. Well, so am I. Can we just go back to the way things were?
If you'll call off your goons,
we want...
I'll be glad to bring you the check.
People!
We want
people.
Flowers, not umbrellas. I forgot what we were doing.
Man, yeah. It's really confusing when he's just eating most of the ranch.
No.
Is anyone else hungry?
Yeah, man.
Well, are you going to tell him?
Absolutely. Get that robot!
Please, please, do not get me, or
Cease.
Do I am indifferent.
Everyone! I just want to announce that I've made a lot of mistakes.
Huh?
I've misunderstood these robots.
That's so human.
They are
of you.
Here to help us, and I took advantage of them and mistreated them.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
We
That's
as
really
humans
something.
Must work together with robots. And be their customers, and order their cordon bleu so they can maintain working order,
that,
I suppose.
Yeah, that
Let's
sounds
do
so
it.
Hard, though.
I'll have a cordon bleu right now.
I'll have a cordon bleu on the rocks, please.
Right this way.
I
people.
Am so excited.
Looks like business is better than Ivar.
Commence phase 2 of the takeover.
Well, folks, that's been another episode of Something Wiki This Way Comes. I want to give a huge thank you to our beloved guest, Daniel Chen.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Is there anything you'd like to plug, Dan?
Mm-hmm. Well, not off the top of my head, unless you're talking about what
is... Oh, you don't need to talk about that.
Okay.
You can, but it's not public yet, unless you really want to. Okay.
No, we'll save it.
Cool.
Yeah, if you will plug it on another episode.
Yeah,
let's do it.
With a different guest.
Great. So, I hope you learned something about speaking in a monotone and being sarcastic. Something.
Well, both great things for radio.
Yeah. You probably learned that in all of our episodes.
Yeah.
But also that robots are our friends.
Robots are... sometimes more human than humans. That's what I've learned today.
We don't need to be afraid of the singularity.
We don't. Mm-hmm. We should embrace it. Mm-hmm. Rate us on iTunes and subscribe. And please tell your friends about it. We really want to spread this show around.
Get more listeners. Showbiz Monkeys right now, so shout out to them for distributing our podcast, getting us some new listeners. That's been great. And from all of us at WikiHQ, I'd just like to say... remember to compute,
not dispute,
and always reboot,
and print.
Bleep bloop.